to buy Animal Kingdom Lodge villas. You know, make a smart decision if you're going to make an impulse decision, right?
Oh, she's good. I think Hannah would probably go for a contemporary.
We should mention that Hannah is Len's daughter, for those of
she's
you.
She's a Taoist kind of gal, you know?
She'll be 10, she'll be 10 on Wednesday, actually.
She'll be 10 on Wednesday. We got another caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Anne from Austin.
Hey, Anne. Hi.
Austin Anne.
It's Austin Anne. I'm actually Anne Holshow, my whole show about me. I wanted to check in with you because the last person or a couple callers ago talked about renting a car, and I think the main reason to rent a car is so you can get there early, you know, right at opening.
Mm-hmm.
That's my main reason to do it. But the problem that I have and the tip that I'm looking for is we never can manage this at Animal Kingdom.
Oh, it's the parking lot, right?
Yeah, the parking lot. What is with those guys at the parking lot? They let 45 buses go. We're the first car in the parking lot, but when we get out of the car and walk, because it's so close, you don't even need the tram, the line is huge. What's happening with that?
I don't know what it is, but for those of you who don't know what Anna's talking about or what I'm talking about, for some reason when the Animal Kingdom opens up at 9 o'clock, they don't open the parking lot till like 8:45, which is insane. There's this huge line of cars stacked up in the Animal Kingdom roads waiting to get into the actual parking lot. And then when everyone does, it's a mad dash because, you know, you still got to get through bag check and everything. We're actually putting something in the next version of the book to say, yeah, thank you, to say that this happens all the time and that you're better off taking Disney transportation.
Okay, we tried that, but that was a nightmare too because it didn't say on the front of the bus. First of all, our first bus today was late. Mm. Second, we stopped at a water park. I have no idea why, because it said Animal Kingdom at the top.
Oh, it did the Blizzard Beach, Typhoon Lagoon, or Blizzard Beach, right?
What was that? It didn't say Blizzard Beach on the top. I'm like, okay, now we're probably going to Fort Wilderness. Who knows where this bus is really going?
What time did you do the bus?
They can't imagine that anyone really wants to go to Animal Kingdom. That's the problem.
Exactly.
We probably got there. It was early. I mean, it was early. It was probably an early entry day, and it was probably 30 minutes before that. So, I mean, there were two people on the bus. And he didn't even ask us where we were going. The other person wasn't going to Blizzard Beach either. So we stopped at Blizzard Beach for no reason.
When was this?
This was last year in August.
So they've changed the bus system a little bit since then. I wonder if they've changed from those fixed routes where they always have to go from the Animal Kingdom to Blizzard Beach to back to the hotel to do dynamic routing. If there's no one on the bus going to Blizzard Beach, And then I don't think they would go there anymore. That's interesting.
Well, I'm just wondering, is there any rhyme or reason to why they don't let the cars in at the parking lot until 9? It was 9. Well, maybe it was like 3 till 9.
The only thing I could think is that the turnstile area would get so backed up that it would interfere with the bag check. So during Easter, we've seen instances where so many people are waiting to get into the turnstiles that the lines actually back up past the ticket booths all the way to the bag check, where people can't get their bags checked because the lines to get in the park are that long. But that would have to be really, really... And then they would just open up the Oasis, I would think. I mean, what the heck?
Well, I think if they're going to have the line of cars there, and if we're going to get there an hour before early entry opening and sit in the car for an hour, they need to have some kind of pre-show. They need to bring, like, take the tiger on a walk or something, and I don't know, have the parking guys
have goats
juggle.
Chewing on the, exactly, the parking guys juggle. Eating, flame eating. Yeah, that'd be great.
So that's what we need to work on, the Animal Kingdom parking lot pre-show. I'll sing.
That's very strange.
Thanks for calling in, Anne. We always appreciate hearing from you.
Thanks,
Anne. You're welcome.
Bye, Anne.
Yeah. And 407-278-5939. And we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Vicky. I'm from Bowling Green, Ohio.
Hi, Vicky.
Okay. From where?
Bowling Green, Ohio.
Bowling Green. Woo. Okay.
Woo. Yeah, I love your show. My husband got me hooked on it a couple months ago, and I've been listening ever since.
Nice. Awesome.
Thank
awesome.
You.
We are going to be at Disney World on December 6th through 13th this year. And we are planning on staying at the Port Orleans Riverside. But I understand there's Pop Warner is going on at that time.
Yep.
And we were wondering, is that going to be an issue for crowds and noise and things like that? And should we be considering maybe changing resorts because of it?
I don't think it's going to be an issue for Port Orleans. The Pop Warner kids really affect the All-Star resorts. That's where they stay. Okay. Some spill over to Pop Century. But really, it's not going to be an issue for you at Port Orleans, in my estimation. The difference between Pop Warner and the cheerleaders is the Pop Warner kids are really there for football, and they're playing football mostly during the day. And then if they get eliminated, they're gone from Disney. Whereas the cheerleaders have some events going on in the parks, and they have a lot more. It seems like the cheerleaders have more downtime than the football players do. So while there's a lot of football players there, especially at the All-Stars, I wouldn't worry about it for you. I don't think it's going to impact it quite as much as you may think, even though they are quite a big crowd. But at Port Orleans, it'll be fine.
Great.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I have one more quick question.
Sure.
Okay. We're going to be doing the Very Merry Christmas Party, and we're trying to decide between doing the Sunday and the Tuesday. And is there, a benefit one over the other? Would one be less crowded, easier to get tickets for between the Sunday and the Tuesday?
So you're thinking the Sunday of the 7th and Tuesday the 9th?
That's correct.
I would think Tuesday.
Yeah, I would think Tuesday too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Always go with weekdays over weekends.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay. Hey.
And hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Melissa from Connecticut.
Hey, Melissa. It's been far too long since we had a Connecticutian on.
Half an hour?
At least.
Yeah, that's right. What can we do for you, Tom?
Since you're all now World Showcase experts, I'm hoping you can help me. I'm an extremely picky eater, and I'm looking for something that I would probably enjoy in World Showcase.
What kind of food do you like?
Well, it's probably easier for me to tell you what I don't like. Pretty much everything. I don't eat chicken.
Okay.
I don't eat anything with a weird texture.
Okay.
I'm just thinking because my fiance is a terribly picky eater as well. She really doesn't like. Are you looking just for a snack?
Snack or a meal.
As picky as she is, she really her favorite restaurant is Teppan Ito at Japan.
Ooh,
okay,
yeah.
Great. I actually have an ADR for that one.
Yeah, she just gets the chicken teppan dish over there, and the rice and everything. She doesn't eat the vegetables. She gives those to me, which is fine with me. I like them. But she really like that. She loves the chicken. She loves and the rice. And
well, but Melissa doesn't like chicken. Melissa, do you like steak?
Yes.
Do you eat shrimp?
Get the steak there.
No shrimp, no seafood.
Okay, do you like rice?
I like rice.
Yeah, you can order the steak there. You'll be fine.
Yeah, get the strip or the filet, and do you eat vegetables like squash?
I could.
Carrots.
Yeah, I guess I could. I could try, and the least I could do.
Yeah, go with the teppan, the New York strip or the filet. Jeez, there's not much of a price difference between the strip and the filet, is there? $25 and $29. Jeez.
Yeah, might as well go.
Yeah, might as well just go with the filet then.
Yeah, for $4. What the heck? Yeah, I would try that. In fact, Hannah and I are eating there in a couple weeks.
All right, well, you'll have to let us know how it is.
I will. Yeah, but I would say try that. And then for snacks, do you like pastries?
Yeah.
Will you eat baklava?
Probably.
All right, so in the back of the Morocco Pavilion, get the triangular baklava.
Okay.
It's the standard one. It's honey... Filo dough, what is it? Honey nuts, filo dough, and butter? Pretty much everything that's good in the universe, yeah.
Marissa liked it also. We had that before, so.
Yeah, go with that.
Great.
Cool.
I tell you what, Melissa, when you come down, I'll just send Marissa with you, and you guys can, she'll tell you exactly what's good.
Well, I'll be the only person there in September that doesn't have free dining, so I probably won't be hard to miss. I'll be the one not in the restaurants.
Nice.
I found out that it's actually saving me $5.51 a day by not having free dining.
That's funny.
Great. Well, thanks
That's
for calling.
Cool.
Let's appreciate it.
Good luck.
Great, thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. And we have our next caller. Hi, who's speaking with?
This is Kevin from Arizona.
Hey, Kevin.
How you doing?
Outstanding. Newell, this is our cruise buddy, Kevin.
Kevin Peace, what's up?
Hope to see you guys again this year. I don't know if you guys are doing the cruise or not, but...
Man, we are getting callers from all over the United States today. We've had California, we've had Texas, we've had Washington. This is Arizona.
Oh, it's great.
I mean, if I'm correct, isn't that every state in the Confederacy?
No, wait,
hold on. No, I wasn't a history major. No. Sorry, go ahead.
Anyway, what can we do for you, Kevin?
Okay, my question is, we just recently bought a laptop, and we were trying to figure out, if we're staying on Disney property, what's a way we can get some internet access without paying that outrageous $10 a day fee?
Oh,
no, you're pretty much out of luck, unfortunately, on this one.
Yeah.
Unless you left Disney property. I mean, are you a Disney Vacation Club member? That's the only caveat to that.
No.
Then you are stuck with the $9.99 fee per day. Just check it.
Unless you have an air card from a wireless carrier, you can use that.
Oh, that's a good point, Mike. I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
You can use that's true, actually. So, Kevin, I don't know if you have, I have AT&T. AT&T actually has a $40 or $30 plan. So if you're staying more than 3 days, it actually makes sense to get the air card. But I think you're limited to like 10 or 5 or 10 meg for a download, which is really not a whole lot.
I like the people in chat who are advising him to join DVC. Like a $16,000 investment outweighs the $9.99 fee to get the internet.
Exactly.
Like, okay, yeah.
$10. But
yeah, right.
Funny.
Yeah, you might. I mean, you could try your local phone company. I know Verizon. A lot of them are giving now out like free modems and for people. You just have to sign up for the plan.
Air cards. Yeah,
the air cards, and that can really make
a
difference.
Yeah, AT&T had it too. I'm actually going to the beach at the end of June, and it's a remote beach where they're not going to have internet connectivity. I was hoping the air card would work. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah.
So there's no hotspots at all on property, just.
No. Unfortunately, not.
No.
All right.
Yeah. Sorry, man.
That's okay. Well, good talking to you guys. Have a good show.
Cool. Thanks, Kevin.
John.
Good luck.
Take care, Kevin.
Right.
407-278-5939. And hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, am I on?
You are on air.
Hi, guys. It's Disney Mom Laura.
Laura!
Hello, Disney Mom Laura.
This is the voice of Studio Central Radio, Mike Newell.
Hey, what's up?
How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Hopefully Disney Dad Brett's calling. He's probably having a hard time getting in because you guys are so popular.
He said he was going to call in, that's right.
Yeah, we should mention, for those who aren't aware, Laura is on the Disney Moms panel, and she always helps us out with a lot of things, even before she was on the Disney Moms panel, so we welcome you on the show with your new title, Oh Great One.
Woo-hoo. Thank you. I'm sure you guys are bowing and genuflecting as we speak.
I am.
My back is hurting, but, you know, I'm going to keep going until I pass out.
We're not worthy.
Well, I just wanted to know if you guys have gotten a chance to look at the site and tell me what you think. We've all been working so hard and working our little fingertips to the bone, but we're having a good time. So you guys are one of my favorite podcasts. So
thank you.
We want to know what you guys think.
Well, we know about everything that you write about us because Mike Newell sends us all an email as soon as something happens. I know that you had mentioned, I think, the unofficial guide in one of your answers to somebody, and and we got the email right away. And I know that you and Brett, he's the only dad on the Disney Moms panel, are big advocates of the unofficial guide and the podcast in general, and it's great.
Actually, I use you guys for a lot of research, so you guys are doing all the hard work, and all I have to do is type it into the keyboard. So thank you guys so much.
The rest of us call that the Mike Newell approach. We just make it Newell.
Hey, Laura, let me ask you this question. What's up with November and December park hours?
Oh, my gosh.
Seriously?
Oh,
my gosh. I have a crowd calendar to update.
and it's just, we have been dying because we thought it was our imagination. And we're like, what is up with that? And so we're asking, and they're like, it normally only comes out, 6 months in advance. And then, okay, we're like, well, it is 6 months in advance.
Six months in advance.
So, you know, we have no idea, but something's up. But to be honest with you, there are so many people working on the website. It's, you know, there's layers upon layers upon layers of people, and I'm sure there's layers underneath that layer. And, you know, by the time we get information, I'm sure things have changed. You know, it's just this huge monolith, as you can imagine the Walt Disney Company would be. But, yeah, we're dying because, of course, we're trying to plan our trips, too.
Yeah, that's so December should have been out today, and it's not, and November hours still aren't. So so my pet theory, and you feel free to decline to comment on this one, is that I think probably hotel reservations aren't what Disney is expecting, and they're trying to figure out how many hours to cut back in November, December. That's just my opinion. I could be totally wrong.
It's not even like I can, you know, I have to decline to comment. I have absolutely no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I've called for my own reservations, and I've had hard times, you know, getting dining reservations, and then, you know, we've had easy times, so I don't know if the economy is really affecting it like we think it is.
It didn't in the first half, but I hear free dining isn't sold out yet.
Really?
Yeah, I hear it's not, so,
Well, I was just going to say, traditionally, that, you know, I don't know what the sellout rate is for that, but that's the whole reason that they offer free dining at that time anyway, because
to boost
sales, business is slow. And I think every single business, you know, in America is, you know, seeing downturn in business. So I wouldn't be surprised, but nobody said anything about, you know, the influx or the lack therein of traffic. So we have no idea, but it's killing us because we can't even make our plans.
Yeah, it's tough, but. Well, hopefully it'll be coming out soon.
And I know, Laura, I'm just looking at the site now, and I love it. And you know why I love it? Because
why
you said I'm a mathematical genius on the site.
I did.
You did in the question.
Same ilk as Len, I can tell. Oh, my.
I do.
Laura, I'm going to put your picture up on my screensaver just so I can look at you and admire you.
No, you know what it is? Because I think I have never met you before, but I think you're exactly like my husband. He just got his master's in some complicated thing 2 weeks ago, and he's, you know, a genius, and he comes home talking about, like, things. I just hear, like, crickets. And and he's always talking about, like, if we get in line at this time and we go to the left and the flow of the crowd and this many people, and he has this all worked out in his brain, and I'm thinking to myself, yeah, okay, buddy, I have no idea what you're talking about. And so, in my mind, I'm married to you, Len.
Oh, please, someone save this recording for later. That's fabulous. So I actually did my thesis on computer algorithms for efficient theme park touring. So which is funny. So if your husband wants to give me a call, that'd be hysterical.
Yes, you guys. And not even English.
So did you guys hear that I'm actually presenting at the MIT Innovation Lab in July?
No.
So I got invited to MIT in July 7th and 8th, which is hysterical. I think I'm there for comic relief. It's,
no.
It's like Google, Microsoft, Ford Motor Company, and me. Yeah.
Can anybody go?
I don't know. That's a question I ask because I think Bob wants to go. I'll find out this week.
Stop it!
You'll see me out with like a Len tested T-shirt on, stalking you.
I'll
have a little placard.
Yeah, it was interesting. Yeah, so that should be cool. Oh, funny.
All right, since all of our listeners now left because we're talking about math.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Well, and I have to say too, the number one question, and I don't know if you got, because I think your listeners are a little bit more advanced than ours. Ours are really first time travelers. But the number one question we get is how to have birthday at Walt Disney World. And it's just so funny because I run out of things to say because it's like there's so many things you can do and we've answered it a million times. But I would think like it seems like 10% of the questions are about birthdays at Walt Disney World.
Yeah, people just want, they think there's some secret to it. Like you can like say a secret word on your birthday and you get, you know, something fantastic. But people just want to make it magical. That's really what it is. People are always looking for magical trips, how to make their trips more magical. And, you know, half the things that have happened to me that have been, quote unquote, magical in the parks have been completely by chance. I did not plan them one bit. And there's certain things you can do, like the birthday button. We talked about that caller earlier this evening.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get it. We get the same thing over here. So,
yeah.
So what's your best birthday advice, just to make sure we're consistent?
This is the funny thing. I have my birthday advice is purely textbook. I have never celebrated a birthday at Walt Disney World, and nobody in my family has either. So So it's the weirdest thing. But, I mean, we do the whole, you know, go to guest services and get the birthday button and, you know, and all of that. But my main thing is whenever I've gone to Walt Disney World, especially getting those specialty cakes and things like that delivered.
Yeah.
So I'm in my room now, so they can't hear me, but I'm having a gift basket delivered to my mother and daughter when we go down in August. My husband and I are going to Victoria and Albert's for our anniversary, so I'm leaving my mother and daughter. So they're going to a restaurant in Epcot, and so I'm having this big pink gift basket delivered to them as a surprise.
Oh, fabulous.
Can I
come to dinner?
Victoria
and Albert.
Is that cool?
Well, is that cool? I'm going to have to send you guys some pictures because I'm dressing as Cinderella.
Oh. Are you really?
Yes, I am.
For the ball? Cinderella during the ball or Cinderella?
The blue dress.
If she's wearing the rags over there, like.
Matt, she might have had a plan that I didn't know about. I was just asking the question, dude.
No, I'm not doing the rag version. I'm doing the after.
Oh, funny. And what's your husband wearing?
He's just wearing a plain old tuxedo because he refuses to wear the Prince Charming outfit.
Does he? Really? So you're taking him to Victoria and Albert's and he refuses to wear the Prince Charming outfit?
This is what I'm saying.
Dude, he doesn't know what side his bread is buttered on. I'm just
Hello?
I
don't know.
I mean, it's Disney World. I'm serious.
No,
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. You got to work on him for that. I don't know. He's not playing along.
Well, it's almost 20 years. So considering I'm getting into Victoria and Albert's when I'm looking, you know, kind of, I'm a 40 something black girl who's going to be wearing a light blue dress and clear shoes. I mean, it's
going to
be a scene.
Clear shoes.
Actually, except for the black girl part, that pretty much sounds like me on my next Victoria and Albert's trip. But okay. Your picture looks great on the mom's panel. I'm looking at it. You look great.
You know, this is the other thing too. We look at our faces so much because our image actually shows up when we go on the computer.
Yeah, I see it.
And
yeah.
I'm convinced I look like Jabba the Hutt now.
No, you look fine.
Thank you. No, but you know when you look at something so long, it becomes distorted and bizarre.
Yeah, that's why this is a podcast, not a video blog. Yeah, exactly.
No, but I just wanted to call in and say that we're having so much fun and definitely use you guys as a resource, and we hope that you guys are enjoying our site. And
absolutely.
We're certainly having the best time of our lives. And the weird thing is that we feel like we're the cast of Friends because I think, probably like you guys, I don't know a lot about your relationship, but I would imagine that you guys probably talk every single day, either online or on the phone.
Usually there's an IM involved or something or an email, yeah.
Yeah, you're usually on our beds, you know, with our feet in the air.
What's the story? Morning glory.
So what are you wearing?
Actually, it's more like me swearing at Matt pretty much most of the time. But other than that, yeah. Okay.
All right. Cool. Thanks for calling in, Laura.
So you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Thanks a lot. Tell Brett we said hey.
I will. He'll probably call in about 10 minutes.
Cool. All thanks.
Right. Sounds good.
All right.
Take care.
See you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Laura.
That's great.
47278.
I can't believe her husband's not wearing the suit. Nine. Matt, you'll wear the suit, right?
Of course.
When Marissa wants to go in 20 years?
That's right. We have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Larry and Mary from Elkton, Maryland.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Larry. Hey, Mary.
She's unfortunately just stepped into the other room, so I'll pass on the hay from her.
I'm doing my wifely duty.
Nice. What can we do for tonight, Larry?
I just had a comment from the show a few days ago about planning for Rob Rodriguez's trip. And you guys were talking about maybe suggesting one of the DVC resorts. Something else for them to consider might be to possibly rent DVC points from a DVC owner. It's a way to get into the DVC while paying a heck of a lot less.
Yeah, that might be a good suggestion.
Good idea.
I don't know if you've ever rented out your points for everyone or if you've used every one of them up plus some.
Yeah, I usually use mine. I don't rent them out.
Yeah.
I've got plenty of family that are looking to use them. So it's.
Oh, I believe that. I've heard some good things about it, though. And you have to find someone who's got a history of doing it, but it might be another option for Rob.
Yeah, thanks for calling him, Larry.
I think that's a good idea. Yeah, I think it's a great idea. Actually, we should recommend that. That's a great idea. Yeah.
Thanks for calling him, Larry.
Cool. Thanks, Larry.
Bye-bye.
See you guys.
407-278-5939. And we have our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Amy in Kentucky.
Hey, Amy from Kentucky.
What can we do for tonight?
Yes. Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Outstanding.
Great. I've only started listening this week, so I've only heard a couple of shows.
Oh,
but I wanted to say, but I've really enjoyed them so far. They're really great.
Oh, good.
Thank you.
You're not calling to sue us, are you?
I'm not doing what?
You're not calling to sue us, right?
Oh, no.
Oh, cool. How can we help you? All right. Excellent. Oh, love this call. This is great.
I actually wanted to call and tell you that the Mystery Science Theater shows that you've done are hilarious.
Oh, thank you. Those are a lot of fun to do.
Yeah.
They are. They're really funny to listen to. And the one that I can't stop laughing at is the one where you're going through horizons and you see the Jules Verne thing.
The
one of you says, why are you bringing a chicken to space?
Yeah. It's so true. Len brought it up. Got to give credit where credit is due. Len, yeah. I never thought about it, not once. And he says, why is there a chicken here?
Like, the chicken.
Why would you bring it?
Okay, food, yes. Air, yes. Water, yes. Who's got the live chicken? Yeah, okay.
Chicken.
What are you thinking
it's
on
like
that?
Gonzo did the packing for this trip.
Exactly. I mean, live chicken is not even in my top 10 for outer space. It might be the top 20, but...
Not even NASA thought about it. They were like, monkey? Yeah. Dog? Yeah.
Monkey?
Chicken?
Dog? Yeah. I mean, chicken was like... Chicken was the thing that didn't make it. I mean,
Buzz Lightyear's been in space before chickens have been in space.
Well, didn't he have a dog with him, too, in there? Or am I thinking of later? Wasn't there a dog somewhere?
Well, yeah, the dog was floating around. I don't remember.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, dogs have been in space. No chicken has ever been in space.
No chicken has ever been in space. This is like some bad Kentucky Fried Chicken KFC ad. No chicken has ever been in space.
I like we never got the yolk either.
Yeah, I get the yolk.
Thank you.
But it was like,
got me to thinking about the world of Monkey Ride, and I seem to remember this part where there was this guy in a hot air balloon.
Yeah.
And that's why there were pigs in there with him. Were there not pigs in there with the guy that was in the hot air balloon?
Pigs in space.
Pigs in space. I'm going to have to go to images.google.com for that one. So that was World of Motion.
No, I was looking for that today, and I was like, am I remembering the part where the guy crashes the bike and the pigs are there, or were they in the hot air balloon or what? I mean, that's so long ago.
Yeah,
so.
That's World of Motion. Yeah, that's World of Motion.
Yeah.
I like turtles.
I'm gonna have to do a Google image search on that one. That's hysterical.
I do, too. All the animal placement. And I was wondering when you're going to do another show like that, the Mystery Science Theater thing.
You know, we just, try to do them when we can. Did you hear the one at Journey into Imagination?
I did. Yeah. So I listened to the Horizons when I thought, oh, are there any more like that? Because I think that's the first one I heard, and I thought, oh, my God, that's hysterical. So I had to go through the list on iTunes and find another one.
What were the other ones we did? Did we do Great Movie Ride? Or no, Muppets? What did we do? We did
Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship Earth.
Yeah, you did Muppet. You did the Muppet Vision one, too.
Yeah. Yeah, we did Muppet, too.
I don't love that movie at all.
What?
Thanks.
Sorry, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but you know what it is. We did the last one live, and it was a lot of fun. So we may have to try to do that again the next time. I know Newell's going to be down next weekend. And Ned'll be there also. Might have to do something.
Oh, you're going down next weekend?
Yeah, I'm leaving Thursday.
Why don't you go down the weekend after that too?
why don't you move down there, Mike?
I'm willing to go. I've got time.
I've
got time. You've got the
Scopa?
Money.
Mr. Scopa?
Surprise. You never know.
All right. We'll have to talk about this, actually, because we could do a couple more shows. We'll have Hannah on as the special guest.
I think cool. You should bring
Christina's going to be there.
Ooh,
Christina's going with us.
Let's even see. Better.
Kayak.com.
All right. So we'll talk about this tomorrow.
Kayak.com.
Kayak.com. Exactly.
Nice.
Ah, I love this idea.
I like the
Fine, and let someone else call in and talk, but thanks for taking
Aw.
Thank you, Amy. Thanks, Amy. I'll try to get you to have Len pay for your trip also.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, yeah, totally. Because, okay. Yeah, I work at the Disney store, so, yeah, I need some help.
That's right. Thanks, Amy. Awesome.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939.
Go where you
are. And we have another caller. Hi, who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Brett from Evanston.
Hey, Brett.
Hey, Brett.
I did make it through, finally.
Ta-da. Hey. And only 5 minutes.
That's all works.
That's right. This is the Brett from the Disney Moms panel that we were talking to earlier. Please do not bring up mathematics on this call, Brett. I beg you, please.
Absolutely won't. I'll leave that to Laura. Laura would be about the last person I would think would bring that up, but that was a fun call she had in also.
What can we do for tonight, Brett?
That's awesome.
Not much. Just calling in to see how you guys are doing. And I actually did have a question for you.
Cool. Awesome.
Just as a follow-up to the, now that you guys have seen and experienced Toy Story Mania,
yes.
I was wondering, especially maybe Len, but any of you guys can answer, whether or not you guys think, have any updated ideas about how to tour Hollywood Studios.
So we actually did the touring plan for studios now that Toy Story Mania is open. And we had it third, it was for adults, okay. So for adults, it would be third after Rock and Roller Coaster, getting a fast pass for Tower of Terror, and then going off to Toy Story Mania. Now for kids, I think we have it as the first thing.
Oh yeah, that would absolutely. I mean, if for anyone who's going to skip the attractions on Sunset Boulevard, it has to be number one.
Yeah, I think so too. And the first show for Voyage of the Little Mermaid is 9:45, right?
Yeah, 9:45. Sometimes it's a little early, like 9:30, but it's never open for park opening.
Still, plenty of time to ride Toy Story Mania.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So I think that's a good step, and that's I think all the touring plans on the website have already been updated with that information.
Also, they're updated to have that.
Oh yeah, it was weeks ago.
Weeks ago.
Weeks ago, we were that confident in it. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
What'd you think of the ride?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. In fact, so I was able to do it a couple of times. Well, the event we went to, actually, Kara, another of the moms, and I went to a media event a little later than you guys did. And we were supposedly able to go on as many times as we liked, but it ended up being about two times, which was not nearly as many times.
As long as you like the number two. It's many times you like, as long as you like the number two.
Yeah. Although it was nice, we at least didn't have to get off with this. They just let us, you know, go again.
Okay.
Anyway, it was just fantastic. And so fortunately, I came back on Sunday, even though they told us it wouldn't be open. And it was hilarious. I went to the, through Rope Drop in the morning at Hollywood Studios. And everybody, of course, is rushing off to Tower of Terror and to Rock and Roller. And I just casually walk over to Toy Story Mania and just maybe just want to check to see if it might be open. And no one was there, completely open, and there wasn't a line for the entire morning.
Wow, so really?
I did it for about an hour.
Nice.
Just basically really? Until my arm was about to fall off.
Wow.
You know, that ride just kills your arm, you know, even if you're switching arms back and forth. But it was a lot of fun trying to figure out. I figured out quite a few of the tips, but now I actually know a few more tips, but...
nice.
Won't spoil them for other people, but a lot of fun stuff on it, for sure.
Thanks for calling in, Brett. Appreciate it.
Very, very rideable.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you guys keep up the great job. It's a great show.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brett.
Thanks.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's the one tip.
Hello?
The one tip we put
hello?
In. Hey. Hello?
Hey, caller.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you guys doing?
Good. Yeah, just a second. Len's got a tip for all of us. So let's hear the tip, and then we'll go right to you.
The one tip we actually put in the book. The one tip we actually put in the book was when you're firing the cannon, it's a pull string cannon. You have to let the string go all the way back in the cannon before you pull it again. And that's the one tip we were able to put in the book. Everything else after that, we didn't want to ruin the experience.
Great. That's a good tip right there. All right. Hi. Who are we speaking with?
Yeah. Hi. It's Tony from Hudson, Florida. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hey, Tony.
How's it going?
Good. Hey, it was fun meeting you guys. We met you guys a couple weeks ago over at the studios.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Cool. How's it going?
Good. Is your have you recuperated? I know my son was kind of like screaming you know, in your ear there. I'm sorry.
Zach, no, he was fine, actually. It was I actually screamed more, I think, more than him, I think, on Star Tours. I hate that ride.
True. Hey, let me ask you a couple questions. I got a couple things. We have an annual pass that just expired within the last, say, week. Now, would Disney honor the renewal price? Do they have, like, a 30-day window?
They do actually have a 30-day window.
And I know they just kind of, whenever you renew it, that you kind of lose those days.
Right, yeah, so it'll be your original date. So, yeah, that's why after 30 days, I don't think it makes sense to renew. It's better off to get, you're better off to get a new one.
Right, right, which is good. But they still honor it, which is good.
Yeah, yeah.
Another thing I wanted to bring up, in terms of fireworks, okay, I don't know if you guys have ever seen it from this perspective. There are two good spots to watch the fireworks from Magic Kingdom. One of them is over at the, if you take the ferry boat over on the other side, and right there. We were there once, and there was maybe 30 or 40 people, and you could see perfectly the castle. And you can hear everything, and yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, and also over at the dock, you know, the dock over at the Grand Floridian?
Yep.
The little dock where people get off and they take the boat over.
Yep.
We did it a few years back, and I mean that's perfect. It was only like, I don't know, 5 or 6 people on that dock, and I was like, it was beautiful. It was just amazing.
Thanks for calling in with the tips, Tony. That's great.
All right. Hey, we'll see you next week, guys.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Tony. See you then.
All right.
Take care.
Bye bye. Bye.
407-278-5939. And we have another caller. And caller, I know you've been trying to call in all night because I've seen your caller ID flash a couple times. But you're through. Who are we speaking with?
Yep. It's Jason from Los Angeles.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Jason. How's it going?
Very, very well, and you guys.
Oh, outstanding.
That's great. I actually called in to get your opinion on something. I noticed that a lot of the Disney parks don't have really, really good breakfast options, and I'm saying I'll use the studios as an example to appease your Matt. That after I usually wake up and just go straight to the parks, not have like breakfast at my room, and I'll do Tower of Terror, I'll do Rock and Roller Coaster, maybe another thing, but then I'm kind of hungry, and
right.
It's not I don't want to go over to the Starting Rolls and get like a bagel or a muffin. I want a real breakfast, and I'm not really into the little Einstein characters running around. Not because I don't have Newellitis. It's just that I don't really appreciate, the little Einstein characters. I think they're a bit off the league.
I understand what you're saying.
But I don't know, why Disney doesn't have really kind of good sit-down breakfast options at the parks.
That's a good question. I mean, there are some decent ones. The one that really comes to mind that actually has decent food, I thought, was Scopey. You probably back me up on this. At Norway, the Princess Breakfast.
It's not too bad, but it's just forever,
it's not,
though.
Not terrible. Yeah, it's not. Yeah. But of course, I mean, there's a lot of other problems with it. I mean, the whole princess thing. Of course, the other.
But, I mean, it takes an hour. It takes like an hour and a half to do it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Because my thing, like at the studio specifically, I could imagine like a really good kind of. If they did a breakfast at the 50s prime time.
I was just going to say, like a diner-type breakfast. That would be...
Yeah, if they had, like,
they used to have one at Hollywood and Vine. Hollywood and Vine, years ago, had a very nice breakfast. And it wasn't I don't think it was a character meal breakfast. It was just a regular breakfast.
Little breakfast.
Yeah.
Or they could have some sort of brunch-type offerings.
Yeah.
It's
a great idea. I totally agree with you. I mean, Starring Rolls really does. I'm not a big fan of like croissants as breakfast. I think it's just a waste. Might as well just wait for lunch. ABC Commissary they have like a bacon, egg, and cheese thing that, really nothing great there. And really the only sit-down option is Hollywood and Vine. And it has the Playhouse Disney theme to it, which I can imagine if you don't have little kids, it's probably lost on you and kind of not worth your time over there. So, yeah, unfortunately, that is a bit of a problem for you if you're trying to go to the studios, which, of course, the rest of us will always tell you you should probably eat breakfast, before you get to the park and just save yourself the trouble.
Yeah, I just like waking up later and getting the parks at rope drop and running out of the room at like 8:30 to make it there at 9.
Right.
And before I go, I just want to make a quick shout out to all of the loyal listeners in the chat room.
That's right.
Some chat room love.
Hoorah!
And I just want to say thanks for the great show. It's really good. I'm actually happy to call in this time. I've been like either out of the country or just not able to call in for like the past 5 shows. In January, I was in Disney World, and like in March, I was in Tokyo Disney. And then but I don't know. I'm really happy to have called in. Been trying a lot tonight. And thanks a lot for the great show. Look forward to listening the rest of tonight and for tomorrow.
Great. Well, thanks for calling in. Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And, Jason, we should thank you, by the way, for all the everything you've added to the wiki, to the dictionary.
Oh, is that you?
No problem. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Added the dictionary. There's a whole new dictionary section, and I don't know how much time you spent on that, but it was a really great addition.
Yeah, let's just say that I get bored easily at work.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah.
I don't have time to get bored at work. Jeez, I wish. Uh-uh. Dude, cool. Thanks. Appreciate
that. Thanks.
Yeah, we got to thank Aqua Viola too. I don't remember his first name, but he does a lot of the work today too. He does. It's amazing what gets puts up there.
Absolutely. Adult, according to Disney, an adult is anyone who is 10 years old or older. That's great. Funny.
There's some really good ones in there. Newellitis.
Yeah, I don't know how that started, and that's gonna stick. Great.
407-278-5939, and we're coming up on the end of the show over here. If we have another caller, or maybe two, if it's quick, depending, we can try to squeeze them in there. So 407-278-5939 if you want to be on the show. Again, our next live show is going to be on Sunday, June 29th. And go to WDWTD.com for more information on that. And we have a caller from the Mosquito State. Hello, caller.
Hey,
who are we speaking with?
Panama? Alaska?
Jersey.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, Tom from Rockaway, New Jersey.
Tom. What can we do for you tonight, Tom?
I'm trying to put together a touring plan, but I'm quite far out, and the calendar hasn't been released yet. How do you handle that when you're trying to put that together? Do you normally wait for the early magic hours to be released, or is there anything you can put together ahead of time?
So what month are you trying? Is November, December?
This is actually going to be for April 2009.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. April is going to be tricky because Easter this year was in March, so the extra magic hour calendar wouldn't apply because it is in April next year. I'd say probably, you have to wait. What park are you, what touring plan, or what park are you trying to tour for? All of them?
Yeah, pretty much.
So the one thing, are you going during Easter?
April 4th.
So the week before Easter?
The week before Easter, yeah.
What could you do?
Well, I mean, I think you could just start. There are certain things you can plan that far out, and there are certain things you can't plan that far out. And, you know, try to do what you can that far out. Kind of come up with a framework for your trip. And as you get closer and as the information starts getting available and LensSight offers you some of that information, you could start plugging it in and really building around that and adjusting things. That can really think of it as just a way to keep, you know, to spend the time, you know, keeping up to date, making sure that what you're doing is going to be in line with what's changing. Things change all the time. So just think of it as that way, and I think that'll give you a good framework for between now and your trip and just keeping yourself active and, you know, helping you get that fix in your day.
Yeah, because I want to make sure that I got my ADRs all together before the 180-day mark, and I know that sometimes maybe those dates aren't released in time.
Right.
Does that happen at all?
No, I mean, they just come out, you know, it's that 180-day window, and hopefully you get in on it and just go from there.
I think so, yeah. I mean, if you had to do something, what I would do is send me an email, and what I'll do is give you the extra magic hour schedule for the week before Easter this year to see if that helps. If you're gonna go on anything, you'd use that. So send me an email, and I'll pull it off the website for you, len@touringplans.com.
All right, great.
Great. Cool. Thanks for calling in, Tom.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Thanks, Tom.
And we have time. All right, one more caller. This person's been trying to get in. the whole time over here. Hi, who are we speaking with? You're the last caller tonight.
Oh, wow. It's St. Chris, guys. Good to talk to you again.
Hey. Let's go, St. Chris. Newell, this is St. Chris, not Eliopolis.
I know. I got you guys confused last time. I'm sorry. Well, they're both from New Jersey. You know, they both...
So I just tuned in a few minutes ago. I hope that there haven't been any mishaps tonight. I know that apparently whenever I call up, something goes wrong.
Oh, yeah, great. Thanks.
It's been pretty smooth.
We can't hear you, Chris. What?
It's... Well, that's ironic, since I actually had something for Scopa, but okay.
Oh! All gone.
Mr. Scopa.
Yes, sir.
A while ago, before I was on my way to my trip where I met you guys in 06, I wrote to you and asked you if you thought that bringing a hula hoop into the park would actually work.
Oh, I love this idea. Go ahead.
And... Your answer was probably not. Probably, why would they let a hula hoop in? My wife called up Disney, I guess it was just the general number, and said, can I bring a hula hoop into the park? And whoever it was said, honey, we're not going to stop you bringing a hula hoop in. Now, who knows if this was just somebody's opinion or whatever, but it happens that she has a stealth hula hoop. She has something that is like a believe it or not, a pro-level hula hoop with like heavy padding and stuff, something that's really adult size, not a tiny little thing you get at Toys R Us. Which breaks up into six sections. It's like a Mission Impossible hula hoop. She had a bag, a little canvas bag. Guys, I'm telling you this. You guys have your web browsers open?
Yeah.
And everybody else is listening here? Go to Rose Forest, R-O-S-E-F-O-R-E-S-T, roseforest.com/WDW today. I've put up a few pictures. I have photographic evidence of it.
Nice.
That is a big red hula hoop.
That is a big red hula hoop, and it's in six pieces. It fits together. And that third picture, that is my wife hula hooping during the finale of Reflections of Earth at the exact center of the Epcot logo.
Nice.
On the ground.
Wow.
In the sidewalk.
That is
and if you just,
cool. And why does she want a hula hoop then like that?
She just got into hooping and really loved it. There are like hula hooping videos. There are all sorts of tricks. My kids can do amazing tricks. Hit the hula hoop going up and down their body and all that.
Glenn,
really
two words.
Cool stuff.
New Jersey.
Welcome to it, Mr. Hodgeberg.
No.
And wow, just as a bonus, I threw in an extra picture at the end there just to prove that I actually know you guys.
Nice. Thanks for calling in, Chris. We appreciate the story.
That's
but
awesome.
I hope you enjoy, and I certainly hope all your listeners crash my server with all the hits. Good.
Nice. There you go.
You know what's really funny? So thanks, Chris. You know what's really funny is last week had people doing crowd counting at Walt Disney World, and one of the security guards walked up and made them stop, even after we explained what the heck we were doing. St. Chris's wife brings a six-piece red hula hoop in to Epcot. She's hula hooping during Illuminations. No one asks her what's going on. What happens here? What happens? We got some people sitting in a corner counting other people with a clipboard. She brings in a hula hoop. I mean, come on. These aren't even remotely. I swear to God.
All right. Well, you know, that's going to wrap it up for us today. I want to thank all of our listeners who tuned into this show. Also want to thank some of our chat moderators who helped us out. Larry from Maryland, Sean from DisneyMagic.ca. Check it out. It's a great website. For helping us out in the chat room. Thanks to our sponsor, AllEars.net, which is your one-stop shop for Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, Universal Studios Orlando, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the Walt Disney World restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 94,000 subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net. Today. I want to, of course, thank you, our listeners, all of you out there. You know who you are, especially you, Diane Dane. Ooh, you, Diane Dane, you. And all the listeners out there. It makes it really a lot of fun, and we enjoyed it quite a bit. Before we go, Newell, anything, what's coming up on Mouse World Radio after this?
Actually, I'm gonna shut down the stream, so it's gonna revert back to the basic stream, so I don't know what it's gonna be on.
Ooh. Could be anything.
Could be anything.
Well, for Len Testa, Mike Scopa, Mike Newell, I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next show.
Smooth.
Right, that's how I am, Mr. Smooth.
this move.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
This is Mouse World Radio.